In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. More than 1,000 Coloradans died from a drug overdose in 2019, and public health officials say that number could climb higher this year. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That number from the health department, 1,062, eclipsed the previous record from 2017. And the rate, nearly 18 overdose deaths per 100,000 people, is also an all-time high. Rob Valick, who heads a statewide prevention group, says a pair of drugs are now driving the trend.
The two drugs that are standing out as really increasing in the last year or two, especially are fentanyl and meth. Meth seems to be making a comeback.
Valick worries COVID-19 could make things worse. Stress and anxiety may drive up use, and at a time when local agencies and treatment centers are struggling financially. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
One of the longest-running rodeos in the country might just happen next month in Gunnison. Organizer Kevin Koblenz says the annual Cattlemen's Days has happened every year since 1900.
During our run, we've been through World War I, World War II, the 1918 pandemic, the 1918 flood, the Depression, and we've just continued to go on.
Local health officials gave the event the okay to happen this year during the pandemic, but without any spectators. Koblenz says that means they need to raise about $160,000 by Monday to cover that lost revenue. He's collecting donations online. And the Department of Labor and Employment says individuals who have never filed for unemployment are receiving benefit debit cards in the mail. People who've had their personal information compromised during a past data breach may be affected. The state is working with federal agencies to detect and prosecute those responsible. Officials say that anyone who receives unsolicited unemployment benefits should deactivate it, alert credit agencies, and file a police report. We've got red flag warning across much of western Colorado today, and just a hot, sunny day pretty much all across the state. We're talking mid-90s for Metro Denver and also for Grand Junction. Right now in Denver, it's 66 degrees, 38 for Minturn, 47 for Meeker.